coming off a weekend where we had tons of not so nice things. Not the least of which was the stupid tie last night in the game. But we'll stay with the NFL and why we can't have nice things. See, the Pittsburgh Steelers have themselves a little overseas game as the NFL tries to have global domination. And that would include Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Well, Pittsburgh backup quarterback Skylar Thompson was just walking around Ireland at 3 in the morning before the game day. So this is Saturday morning about 3 a.m. Irish time. And he gets jumped and robbed by several guys, only suffering minor injuries, fortunately, but he was already on injured reserve, so he wasn't supposed to play, and he was a backup, so it couldn't have impacted Sunday's game. But there is no word really why Skyler was walking the streets of Dublin, Ireland at about 3 a.m. in the morning. That's not even top of the morning. That's bottom of the morning for you.
Speaking of which, a morning walk is always nice, well, until you get attacked by one of the neighbors. People in San Rafael, California, on the lookout after a few have been insulted by a very unfriendly squirrel. Mm. It's happened a number of times, sent at least two ladies to the hospital, and it all starts the same way, with the squirrel following them, just hanging out on the fence. Things quickly turn ugly. Signs have been posted in the neighborhood, and animal experts are saying this is a side effect of people feeding wildlife. Mm. Yeah. You think you're training them, and they kind of think the same thing. Be careful.
I also think that the dogs of the world are saying, see, we told you.
Yeah.
We told you to watch out for them. Dum, 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 dum. That and the garbage truck. Well, let us go to San Antonio. 20-year-old guy in San Antonio hopped on Netflix last week. I'm sure plenty of people in San Antonio did that, regardless of their age. But he realized someone had changed his username. It's not clear what they changed it to, but police who were involved, we'll get to that, said it was some sort of insult. So he figured out two guys he knew were the ones who changed it. That would be 19-year-old Brian Reynolds, 18-year-old Anthony Constant. He told police he felt disrespected by the prank and agreed to fight both of them. Met up, all three of them, and went at it. But Anthony and Brian had a gun with them, and one of them used it to pistol whip the guy. Then a shot was fired, apparently by mistake, and it went somewhere, I don't know, ricocheted. Everybody's okay. Police were called all over a Netflix password. Aren't you supposed to chill? Dum, 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 the opposite.
There are a few bigger events than a wedding in a young man's life, KB. Well, unless it is your funeral and you're suddenly the life.
I'm going to have one of those too.
Party, yeah. Eventually.
I can plan that one right now.
Yeah. A man showed up very alive to his own wake, which was really good news for the family. Which led to the question, who is the guy in the casket?
Yeah.
That was be poor Maximiliano Enrique Acosta. Mm. Constituents, pardon me, in Argentina are very ticked off and now demanding answers as to how the mix-up happened.
On the good news, though.
Yeah.
The dude's all right.
Let's party!
Let us go that Hillshire has recently recalled 58 million pounds of corn dogs. Uh-oh. And sausage on a stick. The Jimmy Dean, that's your sausage on a stick portion, and State Fair corn dog products sold at major retailers all over the place. We almost did this for Will It Float last week with the opening of the State Fair. They're recalling nearly 60 million pounds due to wood pieces in the batter.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
They're not too concerned about the giant big one wooden piece that's right through the middle of the hot dog, but as for the rest, well, don't worry, they serve Fletcher corny dogs at our state fair.
Good to know. You're probably going to be wanting some nice items at your brand new love nest. So how about this? A life-size dinosaur for your house. A park featuring the relics is closing down and selling them on Facebook Marketplace. The manager, Lisa Fardella, says the unexpected demand for the dinosaurs is now causing chaos. A rubber 16-foot triceratops now going for over $1,600. A T-Rex, now that's 39 feet, $2,700. The most expensive one listed, the Apatosaurus, that's at $2,860. I don't even know if you can register for these.
I'm just going to wait until the place in Dallas brings them all back to life. And then finally, let's go to jolly old England, shall we? Pip-pip hooray. 36-year-old woman in England named Hayley Black shared her story on TikTok over the weekend about, well, how she almost met the end of her existence. She was about to feed her baby when her kid yawned, and yawns are contagious. So the mom, Hayley, she yawned too while stretching and immediately felt a shock in her neck. It turned out her yawn was so forceful. Two vertebrae in her neck had shot forward into her spine, compressing it so much she was paralyzed for a short time. Doctor said 50-50 chance she'd even survive from this. Thankfully, Haley's fine and she survived. She's still with us. But she shared the story that a yawn almost ended her life. So now add that to the things to be constantly afraid of. And to never watch a Dallas Cowboy game that ends in a tie. It could literally end you. That's why we have to keep this thing exciting. Okay.